the appellant is not here on 24-617?
Correct.
So we'll hold off on that one for now. But we will go to number 10 on the agenda, which is 24-563. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Would you identify yourself for the record?
Yes, Chief Vincent DeMau, Clinton Police Department.
Thank you. And Chief, do you have a brief statement of your case?
Basically, I've reviewed Mr. Lawler's application.
The appellant's.
Oh, excuse me, sorry. The appellant, I'm looking at his name on the phone.
I know.
I've never met him before, but based upon his interactions with our agency, I did not feel he was suitable for a pistol permit. In my follow-up investigation, just to see where he is, because sometimes people change downstream. At his open-faced social media, he has numerous photographs and other items showing that he is a full patch member of the Diablos motorcycle gang and a one percenter. So that came to light as doing my research after the fact. He was denied originally because of numerous interactions with our agency and failure to cooperate with police and repeated offenses.
And were there convictions?
There were convictions that are clear now, so. No felonies.
Do you have questions you would like to ask the chief?
I think that was the chief's opening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Speeding right along here. You can now make a very brief statement of your defense, if you like.
I can agree with you. At the time I did, when I applied, I was reckless, stupid, you know, younger. Within the past 3 years, I've had no interaction with any police. Yes, I am a full patch member, but as it says, I've had no violent crimes.
This isn't your case, Chief. This is just a brief statement, so you probably made the brief statement.
Yes.
Okay. Chief, would anything more you'd like to say about your case in full? And I asked you about convictions.
I don't have a criminal record from him, but he had no felony convictions with our department.
Okay. And now, are there questions you'd like to ask the chief?
Not really. Questions at this time.
Okay. Questions from the board?
Chief, could you just detail some of those prior incidents that led to the initial denial that you have?
Yeah, basically the crux of them were motor vehicle violations, running from the police, and then one instance where he actually got into an accident, refused to cooperate with my officers at the scene, and all that was included in the initial packet.
Yes, so if you just detail out for the record a little
bit. When they happened, what happened.
Yeah.
So, if you don't mind, let me just reference back to this. I was not the arresting officer. So we have one instance on February of 2024, in which basically outlining we've had six involvements with him up to that point.
What was in February of 24? What happened?
So this is listed as. Oh, I'm sorry, that's his weapons permit application. Spelling out the six instances we've had before. So 2022. I've got reports of ATVs and dirt bikes riding up and down the road. Mr. Lawler was identified as that individual. And that was after another run-in we had with him on 8/18. Where he crashed the motorcycle at a high rate of speed, heading towards the town of Madison, and refused to cooperate with the officer on scene. Another officer observed Mr. Lawler's vehicle, which took off at a high rate of speed. There's no charge in that one. He identified him, but he did not charge him.
Is that 8/18?
That is, that case was, stand by. One moment, please. 2/20/2022. So, as you see, we had three instances of the same basic type within the same year.
The year being 2022?
Correct.
Questions for the chief?
Could you just, no, it's the board asking questions, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you explain what the Diablo's Motorcycle Group is and what it means to be a full patch?
I can only tell you what I am trained by the state of Connecticut, because we were required to receive training on outlaw motorcycle gangs.
So that's what I'm asking you, because yes, they're mostly civilians here.
Understood.
They wouldn't understand
so
a full patch.
Basically, we are trained that there are certain motorcycle gangs, Hells Angels, Diablos, and others, that are outlaw motorcycle gangs, and they participate in criminal activity, and certain monikers that they have, they train us some of their, show us some of their symbolism. One of them is a one percenter, which the appellate wears on his gang colors, and my understanding of that is that you must commit crime to wear that patch. You must commit crime for the organization, for the gang, to wear that patch. So this is only what I've been trained by the state of Connecticut. I'm not a participant in this, so I don't know, but that is what I'm trained.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so skipping the gang involvement, essentially you had some instances of reckless use of the roadways in town on motorcycle and arrest for an unregistered motor vehicle.
Correct.
And nothing beyond that, no violent acts, no?
No violent acts, no, sir.
Thank you.
Other questions?
Was one of the cases involving, I think it was a Grom.
Yes.
In a parking lot where there were children around at a field, can you go into that? Was there an endangerment of?
What's a
Grom? It's a smaller motorcycle, like 125cc, doing wheelies and stuff in the parking lot. And then he, I don't want to summarize the case for you, but I believe once officers arrived, people told him to stop. You know, there's a cop involved, and he got off and slowly walked away. Can you go into that instance of, like, what was the area like? Were there people around? I think it was a 2021 case. If you look at 21, last four, 4/8/41, I believe. Where the operator nearly crashed.
Okay. Yeah, so Ethel Peters Complex is a recreational complex in town, which is attached to the campus of our elementary school.
So school zone, okay.
And it also has a numerous sports facilities, soccer field, baseball field, track. Used for recreation by families because of the playground equipment, which is also there.
Mm-hmm. Were kids there that day? If you go to the second page.
Okay. Top. Yeah, it says there were pedestrian and vehicle traffic. that identified Mr. Lawler, who parked the motorcycle and walked away from, sorry. The appellate parked his motorcycle, walked away.
Was there an, I'm sorry, was there an arrest made?
Yes, he was issued a misdemeanor summons for operating a registered motor vehicle, operating a vehicle without insurance, operating a motor vehicle without an, operating a motorcycle without a motorcycle endorsement, and reckless driving.
Is there a disposition?
I don't have a disposition here, sir, I'm sorry. That was, so that was May of 21.
You know the disposition of that case was?
Yes, they dropped everything but the no registration. Also, if there's...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I do have a disposition here, so... So it appears he pled guilty to unregistered vehicle, and that is the entire disposition of the case. That's what I have.
The date of his application?
Looks like it was notarized in January of 2024. That sounds about right.
He has January 30th, 2024, yes. When he notarized the application, correct.
So the majority of the things, or maybe all the incidents that gave you concern happened basically within 3 years of the date of the application.
Correct.
Any other questions for the chief?
So, just for clarity, the arrests, the convictions, none of these are disqualifiers for the pistol permit in the state of Connecticut?
Only suitability, correct.
Yep, suitability. And the affiliation referred to as a patch member of a motorcycle club and a one percenter, which, I mean, you get for whatever reason committing crimes, he has no criminal record or arrest to go along with that affiliation.
That is correct. And that wasn't part of the initial, that was learned after I got the appeal. I went to just do some more research. So that was not part of the original denial. It was the suitability for the incidents and interactions with the Clinton Police Department to that point.
Yep. And the affiliation or membership has not led to any charges, convictions, or arrests?
Not with my agency, okay. No.
Thank you.
Anything else for the chief? Your turn now, sir.
I would just like to say, going back to the, I mean, this is just one of them, that Grom situation.
Mm-hmm.
I know it wasn't smart, you know, but how it's portrayed that it was in the middle of the road, where I was doing stunts, mm-hmm. was right in a little, it was in the parking lot, yes,
mm-hmm.
but it was away, it was towards where the skate park is, fence, yes, the far back, where I knew children, pedestrians weren't going to be right there. Not saying it was okay, but I wasn't putting anybody but myself in danger. So I just wanted to put that. Also, you said I took off at a high rate of speed when I remember when I crashed my bike. It was not a good day, but do you know what the speed was on that?
I was not the arresting officer. I'm going by the reports of the officers that were on scene.
Understood, but even that officer didn't know the rate of speed I was going. He didn't get me, he didn't hit me with the radar. So I kind of see that kind of ridiculous. It's a high rate of speed because I remember that night clearly. And
what was the date of that?
That was... June 18th, 2022. I was never the officer that came unseen, never put his lights on, so I wasn't running from him. If, you know, I have done, you know, dumb things, but if I get lit up, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to run from a cop because it's...
It looks like between 2021 and, well, basically in 2021 and 2022, there are a number of times when you were stopped for unregistered, uninsured, no endorsement motorcycle. Is that correct?
Yes. And through that, I do have my endorsement. My current motorcycle now, registered and insured, but I don't remember the last time I even did a stunt. My bike now, I can't even pick it up. It weighs five times the weight of my bike, or the bikes before, but.
Is there anything else you would like to say before we give the chief a chance to cross-examine you?
Like I said before, I know I was stupid, but I've had a few years to, you know, feel like I've grown up more. I've had no interactions with officers, but.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
The chief mentioned that you were a one percenter in your motorcycle gang, and he indicated to us that that represented that you had participated in crimes for the motorcycle gang. Can you speak to that, please?
That's completely false. I did not do anything to earn a diamond, meaning like I've never done anything illegal to get it. It's a motorcycle club also. I don't even consider myself being a gang member, but I guess that's how they're categorized. But other than that, I had to work behind a bar and bartend and stuff like that. Like there's no violent, no crimes to earn it.
What does the 1% represent then from your perspective?
Years and years ago when the club started originating, it was 99% of the motorcyclists abide by laws. The 1%ers make their own. So I get how it looks, but I go out of state, wear a helmet, my bike's registered and insured. You know, it's, you don't get far, especially nowadays, not, you know, not following the law in that aspect, but that's about it.
How did you earn it?
Just being there, working.
So does everybody have it?
Yeah, everybody in the club has it.
Everybody has it?
Yes.
What town do you live in now?
I live in Clinton.
Chief, would you like to cross-examine him?
Well, the only one thing I wanted to say was he said that he can't do any stunts on his motorcycle, and here on your open source media, this is you pulling a wheelie on the street with your motorcycle, and that is the picture's dated July 31st, 2024. So I just want to point out that I'm not here to wreck you or tell you how to live your life, but this is all on open source social media, so that's what I'm gauging where we are now. I made a decision based on what I had known at that time. Like I said, we'd never met, so I made my decision based upon the safety of my community. It is my responsibility to make sure that I feel comfortable issuing permits to individuals based upon their activities. So I give people chances to come back to show me that they matured, but when I looked and I saw this thing, I felt that we hadn't got there yet. So that's why I'm here today. We didn't have that conversation.
I do understand that 100%, but yes, that was, I did do that, but it was not on that date. That's the date it was posted.
Okay.
So I understand exactly where you're coming from, but yes.
Questions from the board?
I have one. Just real quick, when you said the night of June 18th of 2022, you said you don't run from the cops and how if you get lit up, you stop, right? In the report after the crash, the other individual that was with you Who was that? Who were you
running with? I would straight up say his name right now.
Well, no, you don't have to. I'm just wondering who it was to you, because he started yelling, let's go to you, and you're yelling, I can't.
Yeah.
So would you have gone if your bike was able to go?
No, I would not, because that dude is an idiot.
Okay. But you don't have to use his name, because I want to get in trouble or anything like that.
Yes.
But, I mean, you did say you I'll paraphrase, you messed up, I apologize. So when you were actually caught and you couldn't run anymore, that's when you owned it. And it seems like there's a pattern out, which is good, because when you're caught, you stop, you don't fight, that's excellent. Like,
yes.
We like to see that compliance. But it looks like up until the point of getting caught, like that time when you were in the vehicle and you saw the cop trying to get behind you and then you went inside the house and they could see you from the window. Do you remember that one? And you're like backtracking, going down different roads. You're inside a car at that time. It seems like up until the point of actually being cornered, you're gonna, you know, try to skirt away, and that's problematic for me, because it's almost like, yes, you're compliant when you're caught, but until that time, that's what's problematic for me at this point. Especially with the time and duration, that many incidents in a small period of time, not that long ago. I mean, you can make a correlation between a vehicle and a firearm in that you have to operate on the roads, because these are public roads, right? Because like the picture is depicting you on a public road.
Yes.
I mean, if someone pulls out, if there's a pedestrian or something like that, it's your regard for other people around you. And if we give you a permit, we say that you're a suitable person, we're giving you that right to be in public with that permit. And what's your regard for other human beings at that point? You know, it's good right now because you've had a sustained period of time with no arrests, but no arrests resulted from that. And that, it takes quite a bit of skill to pull a Harley up on the rear tire.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of skill. Not something I can do. I've ridden motorcycles my entire life. So I give you a lot of credit for that, but not on the public road.
No, I completely understood. Just one thing I wanted to say. I do not ever remember this. I do not remember this incident where it says in my truck, which, yes, it was registered to me. That was not me driving it. And I'm under oath right now. That was not me. That was not me driving the truck. I do not remember this at all.
Do you know who had access to your vehicle?
Not at the time. I mean, I...
They went into the address?
Who has
keys to your place?
I've let my friend...
Oh, okay.
Like, all my friends, they borrowed my trucks and stuff. I don't even have this truck anymore, but I do not remember this night at all.
Okay.
So, but that's... I mean, that's just one issue. That's one different... You know, I do agree with you that my concern for the public does not seem very suitable for this, but you know, I mean, I am owning up to it. I was stupid.
Absolutely. And people change.
Yeah.
But it takes time.
It does.
It takes time and maturity and proof of that, you know.
If you say your concern for the public doesn't look suitable, how would you expect the board to say you are? You don't think you are.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading these, and yeah, it makes me seem like, wow, I'm a madman. But
not necessarily, but it makes you seem like you made some mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Other questions? What do you work now?
Yeah, I work for my cousin right now. He just started a company, so trying to help him get it up and running. But
doing what?
Landscaping.
Tough time of the year to do landscaping.
Yeah, just doing the leaf cleanups. Not fun.
Any other questions? Would you like to make a final statement?
I would just like to say, you know, thank you. Thank you for your time. Mm-hmm. And whatever the outcome is, it is what it is, I guess, at the end of the day. You know, life goes on.
You're still a member of this motorcycle?
Yes, I am.
Chief, final statement from you?
All I can say is, again, I make my decisions based upon the safety of my community, and that's what is the case here. I have no animus towards the appellate or anyone he associates with. It's simply a matter of that this is my sworn duty to protect the community of the town of Clinton.
Thank you. Colonel Overton.
This is a denial by the Clinton Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial were several motor vehicle incidents the appellant was involved in 2021 and 2022. In 2021, there was an incident at Town Park with a small motorcycle. the appellant was performing stunts, ATV incident in 2022, involved in a crash also in 2022. The appellant has no criminal record. It appears all he has is a motor vehicle violation conviction for the unregistered Honda this time. The chief did testify to, the appellant did confirm he is a full patch member of the Diablos Motorcycle Club. It's based out of Meredith.
Comments from the board?
I would say just it's hard to for me to deny someone if they don't have any disqualifiers without any substantial record without a substantial record of interactions with police and elevated need for concern.
Other comments from the board?
I agree with Mr. Gray. This is a bit of a struggle on this case a little bit, especially the offenses are fairly minor in nature, but I do see sort of a pattern of a lack of maturity in the appellant that sort of comes up a little bit. I think I would feel more comfortable if I had a few more years of negative interactions with the police. And the affiliation with Diablos that give me pause, to be honest.
That's basically where I am too. And I want to commend you. You've made a very good presentation, a very honest presentation that we can trust, I think. I'd just like a couple more years. That'll be the deciding factor for me. Mm-hmm. Close, but not there yet. Any other comments before we vote?
I could go either way on this one. It's a close case, but again, out of an abundance of caution, I guess, if a few more years passed and there were no incidents at all, I'd be 100% in favor of granting the permit.
Voting now, Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Issuing authority at this time.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
And I vote issuing authority also. Thank you both.